Legislators have been making changes in election laws for the last several years. So Republican Secretary of State John Husted opened the Ohio Association of Elections Officials Conference with his list of what he wants lawmakers to take on this time. Husted started with Congress and the Help America Vote Act, which when it passed in 2002, required the purchase of new voting machines.
Congress hasn't fully funded HAVA at the levels it initially authorized. Either provide the funding or remove the mandate and return the matter back to the states.
Local elections officials who run the 88 county boards of elections with an even split of Republicans and Democrats have to deal with election law changes. Husted's comments on voting machines were exactly what Scioto County Board of Elections Deputy Director Teresa Niddle, a Democrat, wanted to hear.
In my opinion, yes, that's the major thing. Because our voting machines are, I mean, we're starting to have a lot of problems with them. Like on election day, we had a lot to go down.
Some counties use machines that scan ballots, some use electronic voting machines, and some have both. Niddle says she'd like to see one standard for voting machines across the state. While Husted didn't talk about uniform standards for voting machines, he did talk about uniform days and hours of operation for Board of Elections offices. Husted had set uniform hours in last fall's presidential election, eliminating weekend voting. A lawsuit restored voting on the final weekend before Election Day. Husted said it's time for lawmakers to create one set of hours for everyone.
For reasonable people, there is nothing controversial here.
But there is a running debate among elections officials about each county following the same schedule. Some say local offices should set their hours depending on the size of the county and the budget. While others say with so many contests crossing more than one county, each county needs to be offering the same access to all voters. Kimberly Zers is a former state agency director and Democratic state lawmaker. She's now the deputy director of the Summit County Board of Elections. Zers is hoping that legislators don't get caught up in controversial measures, such as requiring photo ID for voters, and miss passing less splashy but important detail-oriented bills.
We can spend all of our time and spin all of our wheels on something like that, or we can really try to fix the things that are out there that we know would really help the system. So the focus is either really got to be on we want people to vote or do we not want people to vote. And you just have to be frank about it and, you know, work towards good solutions.
Dale Fellows is the immediate past president of the Ohio Association of Elections Officials, and he's the Lake County Republican Party chair. Fellow says he wants action on bills related to uniform hours and the final weekend of voting. And he worries that lawmakers might get distracted by other issues.
We hope that that doesn't happen, but that certainly has happened in the past. And we're hoping that now that 2012 is over, that they'll get down to actually the nuts and bolts of the process. And that will be.
Secretary of State Husted also wants state lawmakers to consider working on online voter registration and online requests for absentee ballots, and on clearing up rules for provisional ballots. A higher percentage of provisional ballots were counted in the last presidential election than ever before, 83.5%. But more provisional ballots were cast in 2012 than were in the 2008 election. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.